producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a lot of you guys have all these Christmas presents still unwrapped in your living room, and you open them up, and you're like, oh, gee, thanks, Mom. Or, oh, honey, that is nice. That's what I wanted. And they're sitting there still. And you're like, okay, what the hell am I going to do with them? And it sounds like a lot of you guys got some really crappy gifts. You know, they were talking about in one article where some of the perfume, the bottles were empty. I guess there's these media sites showing, disgruntled parents and children and irritated coworkers on some of the things they got. Like cologne was missing. There was supposed to be a Jurassic Park toy set, but it was Star Wars instead. I mean, personally, if I was a kid, I would probably prefer Star Wars over Jurassic Park. I'm trying to think, there was something where, I apologize. It's popping up. I have to stop the plug-in. I'm having some sort of a plug-in issue. But anyway, somebody opened something up and they really expected it to be, better than it was, and it was crap. So, okay, what do you do? You got a lot of gifts that you really, really don't like. The best types of gifts, I think, are the ones where there's a gift receipt. So you can go and take it back. But I don't like to do that. I it's nice that you can take it back when you don't want it, but then people see you take it back. You know, my worry is if somebody goes to a store and they buy you something, right, and it's a store that they like, they're going to see you take it back. I don't know if I can handle it. I think it is such a slap in the face when somebody takes something back that you get them, which is why I always give clearance items to my friends. And I do not leave a gift receipt so they can't take it back. Because I just can't handle being insulted. If I'm going to give them a gift, you keep the damn gift. You keep it. Right? I got a really cool gift. I haven't given one of our family members a gift yet. And it's a bunch of stuff I got from clearance. I'm, like, so happy. And it's good. I mean, when you combine them all, it's kind of expensive. All right? Because I like not giving one gift. I like giving a whole bunch because then it increases my odds that I gave them something nice. But it was great. It was after Christmas. Clearance. Love it. All right? And really cool stuff, too. Okay? But no gift receipt. Because if they don't like it, then they can't take it back. I love it. And they have to for it. And then what they have to do is every time I come over, they have to bring it out and pull it out so I could see that it's being used. See, that's what moms do, don't they? You know, okay, where's my sweater? And you're like, oh, come on. See, I know better. I'm just going to give my kids and my grandkids, you know, gift certificates. Let them buy whatever. But I get it. I get why grandmas and grandpas do that. They want to know that you're going to remember them. See, I actually do. I remember when my baby was born. I just have that kind of a memory where I remember who gave what. And there's this blanket, a cute little blanket, and I know exactly which family member did that. One made little scrubs, when my son Brock was born, these little scrubs that had his name on it. So I dressed him up in them. Of course, he outgrew them in like an hour. And I just remember who did that. And, you know, you just do. So it's kind of cool to have a personalized gift. But then what I would do is, you know, like if I was going to, you know, have engraved scrubs or something, you know, for a kid, I would go from Dahlia. I mean, I would have my name all over it, okay? You know, here are your silk sheets that you could use for your anniversary from Dahlia written all over it. So that's what I would do, okay? You know, you really personalize it. But, okay, so what can you do with your gift? So apparently eBay is offering a free service to sell your unwanted Christmas gifts. That's brilliant, because then nobody could see you do it, because you come up with a fake name on eBay, right? You have some username. So for December 26 and 27, eBay Valet service you could use free of charge. It's designed to make selling items easier. Instead of listing, pricing, and shipping your goods, eBay Valet does the work for you. eBay usually charges between 20% and 40% of the service, but for those 2 days, it will return 100% of the selling cost. Wait a second. It's already past December 26th and 27th. Oh, that blows. Alright, well, I guess you were able to print out a label from the website, ship the items. They should have advertised this better. This stinks. There were restrictions. Each item had to be worth more than $40 and couldn't be fragile, bulky, or require authentication, like watches, jewelry, or art. And it suggests to sell via valet, new or like new designer clothing, high-end kitchen appliances, sporting goods, music instruments, etc. And the valet fees were waived. Oh, get this. The valet fees are waived for items shipped through January 2nd. But you will still have to print your label on December 26th or 27th. So you're already screwed. Oh, man. But that's brilliant. I think there's supposed to be another website that allows you to do that, where you could sell the gifts. And I know some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, why aren't you yelling at people? You know, Christmas time was about, okay, it was the thought that counts. No, it's not. Remember we were talking about in the last hour, these little apartments where you only have 300 square feet? We don't live in residences now where you can hold on to junk, okay? If somebody is giving you something stupid that you can't use and it's just going to sit in the garage, we don't have any more space. And, I mean, how long do you hold the stuff? Sell it and get some cold, hard cash. That's what I would do. You know, a lot of you guys, you will have Christmas parties, and God bless you for doing it, where you say no gifts, just do a donation. You know, and that's, like, really awesome. That's really, really, really smart. You know, just do a donation to this charity or whatever, and then you don't get the junk. Okay, personally, I would like a donation to the Dr. Dahlia Fund, but you can't do that because that looks tacky. So you're like, you know what, just give it to, you know, kids who need it and whatever. But it's, it's better than getting a bunch of junk that you don't need. I know. Now, I told you guys what my favorite Christmas gift would have been. Nobody gave it to me. I like chocolates that have the liqueur in them. You know those little Jack Daniel chocolates or Grand Marnier chocolates? That's my favorite gift ever. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom and Keith, who are working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I don't really know what is going on with this whole, is it Peyton Manning that, where somebody's kind of claiming that he was doping? This is ridiculous. I'm not sure what is going on with that. Apparently, there's a report. I think it was released by Al Jazeera. I'm not sure. I've been trying to follow this because there's so many hoaxes going on. And so I had to basically take to social media and go, guys, is there any truth to that? But I guess, there was this this news story that emerged over the weekend where Al Jazeera linked Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning to using HCG or human growth hormone, HGH, human growth hormone, back in 2011. Okay? Manning responded, all right, telling reporters that the allegations are complete garbage. Okay? And he is rotating between being angry, furious, disgusted, sickened by it, and that the story is completely fabricated. He said it's completely fabricated, completely trash, complete garbage. There are some more adjectives I'd like to use. I'd like to be able to use. It makes me sick. Makes me sick that it brings Ashley, his wife, into it. Her medical history, her medical privacy being violated. I don't understand that. Okay, and when she asked reporter asked if he had used performance enhancing drugs, said absolutely not. What hurts me most about this is whoever this guy is, this slapstick, trying to insinuate in 2011. I love how he uses the term slapstick. When I had more or less a broken neck, I don't know, 4 neck surgeries, broken neck. I'm sure there's a difference in there. I busted my butt to get healthy, put in a lot of hard work. He really was mad. I mean, he went off. Said he put in a lot of hard work. Well, now, where am I? Oh, can you imagine? Okay, there. I saw a lot of doctors, went to the Geyer Clinic to a hyperbaric chamber. That's where they do high-dose oxygen, the hyperbaric chamber, and it's supposed to help with healing and perfusion and you know, getting more blood flow. Said time ended up being probably my best medicine, along with a lot of hard work. It really stings me, whoever this guy is, insinuating I cut corners, broke NFL rules in order to get healthy. It's a joke, a freaking joke. And I guess Peyton Manning doesn't usually cuss, you know, from what I understand. I mean, he's usually pretty well, you know, well controlled and well mannered. So you can tell he's pretty mad. And I don't know what's going on. I mean, I think what's very, very frustrating, okay, and here's the big problem with this. Okay, some people are like, wait a second, this is so suspicious. Peyton Manning got mad. I'd get mad. Okay, we live in a day and age now where anybody could say anything about you, and you are guilty until proven innocent. And that's what really, really stinks. And so, now, of course, you know, you see what happened with Lance Armstrong, where he denied it, and then all of a sudden, he's like, yep, I did it. And so I think a lot of athletes are kind of worried that even if they're innocent, you know, this type of stuff can come out where somebody claims something and then the media jumps on it. I mean, look at what happens when they say somebody died, like an actor died when they didn't. Okay, there's these stupid hoaxes that people do. And I think that it happened to Macaulay Culkin, it happened to Chum Lee on Pawn Stars, but all of a sudden there's all these news stories out there that somebody died. Now me, being in the media, I know where to look for my sources, okay? So if I don't see it on the sources that I usually go to, then I know it's bogus. It's ridiculous, okay? But a lot of other people, they don't. And once it starts to trend, you'll even see bigger sources start to investigate the story, and some of them, because they want to be up there with the headline, will post it. All right? I mean, look at what happened with Rolling Stones and the rape case. You know, those of us in the media, we have a responsibility to evaluate it and investigate it. But, you know, the reason why I'm bringing it up at this stage is I heard, when I was listening to local Fox 5, that the person that released the allegation turned around and said, no, I made it up. So I heard that from that source. So I think as many of us in the media that heard it's a hoax, it's our duty to tell you. But I think if this really was the hoax and that happened, et cetera, and, you know, bravo for Peyton Manning for handling that. But it's a very, very difficult time we live in right now. You know, how do you handle somebody saying absolutely, you know, baloney about you? I can't tell you how many of you have contacted me about what to do on online reviews. You know, how do you handle it? How do you fight it? And there was a famous case by, I guess they were on, I don't know, one of the restaurant shows that Gordon Ramsay did. Not one of the big famous ones. I don't know, this Baker couple in Scottsdale, Arizona, or Phoenix, Arizona, that where, you know, they were starting to fight back their online reviews. You know, people get really, really mad. How do you fight back online reviews, especially if they're fake? Well, we're still investigating what legal recourse there is. You know, you have freedom of speech. Okay, you know, you could say anything you want to about anybody, but then there's libel. Are you allowed to print something false? Okay, there are laws. Right? And I'm not sure, I'm not an attorney, all right, you know, and I know many people are looking at how to protect themselves from that, but you have ex-boyfriends, ex-wives, ex-husbands, ex-coworkers that could very easily say anything about you online. Figure out ways to make it go viral. Can't do anything about it. I mean, I know there's laws now protecting you against revenge porn. You take a picture. You were consenting to take that picture of you naked. You consented. It's a picture that is owned and is the property by your boyfriend or girlfriend. And then all of a sudden you guys break up and that picture goes everywhere. And there should be laws to protect you. You know, I mean, how much does freedom of speech go? You know, and I think a lot of people underestimate what freedom of speech means. You know, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, like my kids, you know, like, why can't I cuss in school? Freedom of speech. No, the freedom of speech does not protect you against cursing in the middle of class. No, no, you know, no, that's not what freedom of speech is supposed to protect. That wasn't what our forefathers were thinking. Well, they had curse words back then, Mom. Yeah, they did. Okay, but that is not what they were thinking. Maybe they were. Maybe, like, you want to know what? We are so mad at George Washington, we want to be able to say so. I don't know. Who knows? So, my suggestion for any business owner, et cetera, is you make sure you make a good product. You make sure you do the best job that you can. And you may have to fight fire with fire where you have people that you trust and, you know, good customers and good patrons that go to your restaurant or establishment, and you have them put reviews out there. Now, I understand that some places like Yelp and some of these places, they will pick and choose which reviews go up there. And I'm hearing that a lot. The good reviews aren't making it. Well, then I don't know if you need legal recourse. I don't know. But my guess is the problem is going to solve itself, because I think a lot of people are realizing what they're reading is baloney. You know, I think there was a story going around that Mr. Rogers was a World War II hero, or I don't really know what it was. And I like Mr. Rogers, you know, good guy, Fred Rogers. But I think there was some exaggeration by another source. Then this was going on. It's still perpetuated years later. And so I think a lot of us realize that anything you read, you now have to stop and take with a grain of salt. And even the good. I mean, look at how we look at pharmaceutical studies now. All of a sudden, there's a study, and now nobody's believing it. They're like, wait a second. They say this is good for you. Hold the phone. Who wrote it? You know, who's behind the study? I mean, now we're hearing that so much of our science could possibly be, quote-unquote, false, that it's kind of, and it's not. I mean, you know, we have some good science out there, but I think there's a lot of skeptics. And so as we get more skeptical, it's going to be interesting to see how the internet has to, transform or progress. So, you know, you're going to have the sites that we all trust. There's certain news sites that we do. And just like I tell you guys with the medical sites, I trust WebMD. I trust Mayo Clinic, you know, but every now and then somebody interjects opinion. Somebody, you know, and even though a lot of our news, you know, that we're watching now on CNN and Fox, you know, gets, opinions injected into it, I think there's going to be calls later for, look, I just want the news, okay? And I don't want the news, you know, chopped up and edited your way. I guess there was a picture circulating of one of the, rallies for Hillary Clinton, and it looked like the room was full of people, and then you saw a picture from the back, and it looked like, you know, maybe 80, 90 people were there. And so there's a lot of manipulation. There's a lot of cropping you could do with pictures. There's a lot of, you know, and I don't care about that. Just tell me. Okay, just tell me what happened. You have this many people come here, this many people come here, this happened here, this happened here, this drug showed this. And I think some things are just going to finally kind of heal themselves. because I think we're being very, very skeptical of what we read these days. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, Berkey. Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so don't worry, we're not going to talk about Star Wars. I know a lot of you guys haven't gotten to see the movie yet. Okay, make sure you do. Well worth seeing. Very good. All right. But I guess I am really, really excited about what's going to be happening with Disneyland, and we knew this was coming. Okay, it's called the Season of the Force. Disneyland is incorporating Star Wars into their theme park by revamping 14 acres to create new rides. I hope there's one where Han Solo rips off his shirt, you know, because that'd be a great. I will definitely enjoy the ride with that sort of scenery. All right. Walt Disney's Anaheim, California theme park is set to incorporate characters and scenes of J.J. Abrams' blockbuster. I can't believe how young J.J. Abrams looks. I don't know how old he is, but he looks like he's in his 30s. I mean, wow. I'll look it up. You can look up the age now. That's another thing that stinks about the Internet. Everybody knows your age. I try to pretend I'm in my 20s, you know, and everyone's like, no, it's on Wikipedia. I'm like, damn. Anyway, they are going to overhaul 14 of the 85 acres. That's a big chunk, beginning next month on January 10th, according to the LA Times. Disneyland will be closing 10 attractions and restaurants, and some will not be coming back. So my guess is it's probably going to be the attractions that kind of stink. Here's the thing. I'm trying to guess because, you know where Tomorrowland is, and they already have Star Wars, you know, some rides near Tomorrowland. So my guess is it wouldn't make sense for them to get rid of Splash Mountain on the other side. My guess is they're going to, work off of that section. Maybe they'll cut into Toontown. I don't know. Anyway, they say the specifics are not yet known. Number of attractions in Rivers of America will be temporarily closed. Rivers of America. During reconstruction, including the Disney Railroad, the Davy Crockett Explorer Canoes, the Mark Twain Riverboat, and the sailing ship Columbia. And Fantasmic. Oh, I wonder if that's the area where there's all that water. Okay, that would be interesting, yeah, because there's all that space. It's very pretty, but, you know, the Fantasma, it's okay, but it's, yeah. Okay, the Big Thunder Ranch attractions are going to be closing permanently on January 10th, including Big Thunder Ranch Petting Zoo. There's a petting zoo? Okay, I've been to Disneyland almost every year. I did not know there was a petting zoo. All right, makes no sense. Okay, they say the new additions should be enough to generate more and more thrills, they say. The renovations are going to take at least a year, and already key parts of Star Wars The Force Awakens have been spliced into current attractions already. So some of the Star Wars stuff that they already have The Force Awakens in there. Space Mountain has characters and other elements from Episode 7 or 8, 7. I'm so confused. That scenes the return of Harrison Ford as Han Solo, Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, and Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia. Yeah, it was good. It was good, but yeah, I got a lot to say. All right, and let me see what else. Okay, Star Tours is already strong with the Star Wars. There's The Force Awakens. There's going to be some of that there. I think it was the highest grossing movie ever. This last weekend, and let me see what else are they going to do. Okay, yeah, I guess $140 million for its second weekend in release, beating out Jurassic World. I was amazed that Jurassic World did that good. It was a good movie, Jurassic World. I didn't think that it was going to be bringing in that much money like Star Wars did. And a lot of other movies were kind of upset because they couldn't launch their movie, having as many theaters. But anyway, I'm excited. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Tom on the line. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Doc. I'm doing good. Happy holidays to you. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's going on? You're from Baltimore?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Must be cold.
I have to sing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, it's not actually. It's, I think, 65 or 70.
Oh, wow.
Listen, you had me laughing before. I'm sure you had a lot of people laughing. Maybe if they were listening to the whole show, or if they were doing things like me, I walked out of the room when you were saying that folks should purchase items for Christmas gifts that can't be returned so that the receiver has to keep them on hand and pull them out and do the polite thing. And I thought, you know, I would think that I'd want my gift maybe to go back to the store instead of maybe ending up in the trash. But you're assuming that the receivers are all polite. But then it got schizophrenic because I left the room for a minute. I came back in and you're walking to a website to sell that stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened
Sure.
You were talking. You were talking about the chocolates that had alcohol in them.
Yeah.
That's neat. I didn't know they had those.
Oh,
and I'll tell you what. I'm with you with being mad about the whole drug issue. Now, I'll tell you, I'll take it a step further and say this, and I wonder how many of the listeners will agree with me. I'm mad at the whole drug issue, period. Listen, Lance Armstrong lost half of his manhood. I'll tell you what, I would supplement with whatever I could, just like I think any female, if her lady parts dried up, but supplement with whatever she could.
Oh, yeah, oh, because you mean because of the testicular cancer. You're saying because of the testicular cancer.
Because
yeah.
of that,
yeah.
it makes it that much more of a case. But regardless, I don't like going to you folks. No offense to you, Doc. You know, I love
okay.
you. But like on you. And having to ask for a permission slip. I'm a grown professional who went to university, who in fact is now retired, and I have to ask for a permission slip to get some drugs. Listen, when I go to the doctor, they work for me. Give me advice. Tell me in your best professional opinion what you think I should do,
mm-hmm.
and I will take it. I don't want you to have to write me a permission slip, so I had to take it somewhere and beg somebody else to get the medicine that I should be able to freely purchase, ingest as much as I want, even if it's to my detriment and death even. Listen, we're adults. Let's
nice.
Act like it. We're supposed to be free Americans. Let's act like that, too. That's what I'm asking.
Exactly. No, no, Tom, you're right. And this is something, because I know as a consumer, I mean, you know, it's embarrassing to have to ask for my birth control or ask for a hemorrhoid cream. You know, it's embarrassing. But the reason why the big twist that everybody keeps forgetting is doctors will get sued. If the doctors wouldn't get sued, so like, for example, okay, if you have a heart attack, all right, now you personally probably wouldn't, but you hear of people, they have a heart attack, and the family sues the hell out of the doctor. And they say, well, the doctor didn't do a good job treating them. Well, when the doctor said, but look, I wanted them to come in, I wanted them to follow up, the medicines are only one small part of it. And so
if it's the laws. I may be misplaced that anger. It's the laws we bind ourselves
right.
with that
right.
all of us in the hopper, including the doctors. We shouldn't be bound by all that.
Right, right. I think you should be, you know, your blood pressure medicine works, you can go and get it. You know, why do you have to beg the doctor? Why do you have to wait for the doctor to come back from vacation? So I'm in agreement with you on that. But what they have to do is, you know, in order to initiate that and to, you know, allow people to get their medicines over the counter, they need to really doctors from all liability whatsoever, and I don't think the trial lawyers will allow it, and that's why we're stuck.
It's the bar, Association. You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Tom, thank you again. I hope you had an awesome Christmas, and you have a great New Year. Always awesome talking to you.
You do the same. Bye. Bye.
All right. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. No, Tom brings up a good point. And, you know, even me as a patient, I can't stand the fact that I have to, you know, go to the doctor, relinquish my privacy. You know, staff has to find out. The doctor has to find out. The pharmacy has to find out. The insurance company has to find out. And I can't just privately go and buy a medication. Now, you all know, you know, I deal with hemorrhoids or, you know, vaginal atrophy or whatever I have, you know, Kegel strain. You guys already know. You know, it's no secret. But there are other women out there that really like to keep that stuff kind of quiet. And so, you know, but again, you have to let us doctors then off the hook if something bad happens to you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with GEICO.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my GEICO app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to GEICO. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, and so, all right, we got to slowly start getting ready for the new year. And we've been putting it off, and one big thing is the eating healthy. And I told you guys what you should do, okay? Throughout the holidays, try to do your best. Start working out before the New Year's, because you guys are going to get depressed. I am sick and tired of hearing about the depression that happens come January. The lights come down, and I know nobody wants to think about it now because they're all getting into the mode of New Year's and all that, but listen to me good. You guys will feel better, and you'll be less depressed if you're already working on your resolutions. So if you already started working out and are a week into it, it's going to be very, very easy to then work out in January. You see what I mean? Right? It could be a little 10-minute thing. It could be a little, I don't know, dancing to YouTube, okay? I mean, there's a lot of things you could do, okay, as exercise, even if you haven't joined a gym. A lot of discounts coming out with gyms, Weight Watchers, things like that, so check them out. A lot of discounts that you guys could take advantage of, okay? So, the American of Nutrition and Dietetics advises four simple steps for healthier eating. One, a lot of you guys already know about, eat foods lower in fat like lean meats, foods that aren't fried, avoid unhealthy oils and butter, as well as full-fat dairy. So try to drink the low-fat or the non-fat milk, low-fat cottage cheese, things like that, okay? Don't fry up your food. Make healthier drink choices. Avoid sugar, okay? They say opt for water, skim milk, or maybe a glass of 100% fruit juice as opposed to sugary juice. I don't mind you guys getting your sugars from fruit. I don't mind that at all. But, watch your sugar. Avoid foods that are high in sugar, like your desserts. Okay, if you could get some unsweetened fruit or cereal instead of dessert, that's great. Then, of course, watch your salt. Season foods with herbs instead of salt. Monitor labels or packaged foods. Check for sodium content. Sodium is not good, okay? Even though some of you do not get high blood pressure from that, anything that you want to test, okay? All right, our bodies were not designed to have salt. Go back to the caveman days. Okay, did they salt their zebra before they ate it? No, they didn't. Now, there's something called the DNA diet. And they say this DNA diet could be a game changer for losing weight. Okay, by 2020, they say genome-specific diets could help people lose weight, even if they've tried one plan after another with no success, which is most of us out there. They say there's a genetic basis for obesity and body composition, and family and twin studies provide evidence that a person's genetic makeup plays a role in response to weight loss or gain, which is true. I told you guys, when I try to be a vegetarian, I gain. Why? Because of the carbs. Okay, I mean, I have to do the whole vegetarian, vegan thing with no carbs. If not, I do much better on something like the Atkins. Okay, where you're eating meat and fats but no carbs. I don't like that diet. I would rather do a vegetarian diet, but it doesn't seem to work as well. Why is that? Well, it's because of genes. Apologize, my nose is running. I hope I'm not getting sick. Okay, so they think within 5 years, we'll see people start to use a combination of genetic, behavioral, and other sophisticated data to develop individualized weight management plans. Oh, I see a model here, business model. Some people are going to be making big money on this. But get this, these, you know, using geneticists, I think, is an underutilized tool that we have, you know, figuring out what makes things work. I think it's brilliant. They say the DNA diet alone will not make you lose weight. If you're couch potato, you still have to exercise. But it may give you new hope. I mean, here's the thing. I think many of us know what our trouble foods are. A big trouble food for me is the rice. Okay? I love rice. I mean, for me, I could definitely eat a bowl full of rice and some vegetables and do that. I could do a lot of vegetarian meals, but the rice, not good. Why? Because of the salt. So for me, it's salt and rice that I have to avoid. I don't want to. I love rice too much, but that's what it is for me. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Researchers have also identified a hormone that is behind our sweet tooth. And boy, do I have a sweet tooth. All right, this hormone suppresses sugar cravings in mice, and it could later help diabetic, the obese, and possibly any one of us that just can't say no during the holidays. Now, the hormone is called FGF21, okay? And it is produced in the liver, and it's in response to eating high-carb foods. So you know how you guys eat carbs? Then you start to get all hungry, and then you start to crave sugar? Well, that's what this does. Sends a signal to the brain, and then it this FGF21 produced by the liver will then dampen our appetite for more sugar. So they tested their theory by injecting the hormone into mice and then giving them a choice between a balanced diet and a sugar-enriched one. If the mice were pumped up with the hormone, they ate 7 times less sugar. The researchers also genetically modified 2 sets of mice, one group that didn't produce the FGF21 and the other that had over 500 times normal levels of the hormone. The mice without the hormone ate more sugar than the group who ate less. So give me that hormone. I have such a, I cannot walk by a piece of chocolate cake. I can't. I can't do it. And so I think I would need this hormone. You know what they need to develop is a spray. They need something that works fast. So I'm walking by, okay, I'm at a party, you see the dessert table, and then I do a quick spray, and then I don't want it. That would really work. Somebody's got to develop it. All right, the best and worst airline food of 2015 has been revealed. Dr. Charles Plotkin rated the food served on 12 U.S. and Canadian airlines. And by the way, Virgin America is still doing awesome. People really like Virgin America. They're really happy. Anyway, Dr. Charles Plotkin is a lecturer at the City University of New York School of Public Health and has revealed which airlines really, really have, I guess, crappy food. All right, so let me see. The worst rated were Frontier Air, Spirit Airlines, and Hawaiian, which serves one meal with more calories than 2 Big Macs that would take 273 minutes of walking to burn off. Points were deducted from the airlines if they were not forthcoming with nutritional information about their meals. I guess one of the airlines claimed that it would cost him $17,000 for them to fork over the nutritional data. Okay, that's not cool. All right, Hawaiian Airlines that said that. Wow, Hawaiian said it would cost $17,000 to provide him the nutritional information. JetBlue and Delta were tied in second place with 4 stars. See, I've never eaten a meal on JetBlue. I didn't know JetBlue serves meals. I have their chips and stuff. Air Canada and United Airline, a little lower with 3.25 stars. American, 2.75. Alaskan Air, Southwest Airlines, only 1.5. Allegiant Air, Spirit Airlines, not too good. Huh. See, Southwest Airlines has a lot of good customer service. I'm kind of shocked about that. All right. Now, what Dr. Plotkin was really looking at was the clear leader when it came to healthier foods. And the average calorie count for Virgin America's food, which included meals, snack boxes, individual snacks, was 352.27 calories. Overall count for Hawaiian Airlines was 588, with one meal served on Hawaii to New York, combined to 1,266 calories. Turkey meatballs, steamed rice, cheese and crackers, and a sweet treat. They say a Big Mac is 550 calories, so that's when they came up with the 2 Big Macs. They were unimpressed with Frontier Airlines and Hawaiian, and they recommend passengers bring their own food. I don't know. See, when we bring our own food, there's, you know, more calories than we think. It's, to me, it, yeah. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they say one man's health food is another man's junk food. Right. Isn't that the, isn't that like one's man junk is another man's treasure? They say Americans are going to set goals for their health in 2016. And the number one resolution was to stay fit and healthy last year. Okay. And they say when we look at how consumers are planning to meet their health and fitness goals, it's surprising how it stacks up with other people's behavior. 43% of Americans say they plan to lose weight by making healthier food choices, but 76% said they did not follow a diet. So a different diet, depending on, well, this is kind of a story that we're going to have to talk about later. Looks like we're coming up on break. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.